Burden, Brother and Sister, J.A. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 6th, 1903. Dear Brother and Sister Burden, I wish that I could send you some money to help you in your work, but I have been so situated that I could not consistently call for means for Australia, and I have no means of my own to send. During the past year, I have received very little from by books. The reason for this, I do not know. Some tell me that it is because so strong an effort has been put forth to sell Christ's object lessons. Everywhere this book has occupied the field, and it has had a large sale. For this, I rejoice, though its sale has brought me nothing except the satisfaction of knowing that I have been able to be the helping hand of God. I feel very thankful for the help of Sister Marion Davis in getting out my books. She gathers material from my diaries, from my letters, and from the articles published in the papers. I greatly prize her faithful service. She has been with me for 25 years and has constantly been gaining increasing ability for the work of classifying and grouping my writings. Sister Davis is as much pleased as I am to think that Christ's object lessons and steps to Christ fill the place that they do in the Lord's vineyard. I praise the Lord for the privilege of giving the book Christ's Object Lessons for the advancement of His work. I believe that souls will be saved in the kingdom of God as a result of the circulation of this book, and our own people have been greatly blessed as they have given their time to its sale. The Review and Herald and our Union Conference papers abound with testimonies relating the precious experience gained by those who have handled the book. The Lord is good. To His name be all the glory. Since I came to this country, my expenses have been heavy. Lately, we have had an addition built onto our house, a room that I could use as an office. The kitchen roof was raised, and over the kitchen, my room was built. This was necessary, for in order to preserve my health, I must have a room which has an open fireplace. The building of this room, together with the repainting of the whole house and the reshingling of parts of the roof, cost $1,000. I now have a very pleasant room in which to do my work. It is light and airy. On the east side, there is a large bay window, and on bright days, I have an abundance of sunshine. The open fireplace in the room is a great comfort to me, and I find that since I moved into this room, I've had no dizziness, and my heart does not trouble me nearly so much as when I was living in a room where there was a stove. I look after my own fire entirely, at night covering the coals with ashes, and in the morning building the fire and putting on a large log that has been brought up and left on the hearth. I get up at all hours of the night, sometimes at 12, sometimes at 1, and sometimes at 11, and when I rise, I build my fire and then sit down to write. Lately, I have been sleeping till 2 and 3 o'clock. I go up and downstairs as quickly as any member of my family and do this many times each day. I feel very grateful to the Lord for providing this refuge for me. In the daily papers, we read of how other parts of America are suffering from extreme cold. In many places, there are blizzards and hurricanes. But nothing of this kind has come near us. If I had to move from here, I should want to go to Currumbong. As I read of the fearful drought in Australia, and of the loss of life and property resulting from it, and then hear of the prosperity attending the Avondale School Farm, I praise the Lord. How fresh in my mind are the words spoken by one of authority, as some were presenting the objectionable features of the school land. Cannot God spread a table in the wilderness? Psalm 78, verse 19. He certainly has done this by blessing the orchard and the vegetable garden. The abundance with which the school land has produced its treasure testifies that God's prospering hand is with His people. I am as thankful for this as though I were still there. I thank the Lord in behalf of my brethren and sisters in Australia. Not one thing has failed of that which He was promised. Let us take courage and rejoice in the Lord. Let us look ever on the bright side.